From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama lifts Vietnam arms embargo. President Obama has been welcomed in Vietnam decades after two countries were archenemies during a bitter war. Mr. Obama spoke alongside Vietnamese President Tran Đại Quang at the Presidential Palace in Hanoi.
The United States is fully lifting the ban on the sale of military equipment to Vietnam that has been in place for some 50 years. As with all our defense partners, sales will need to still meet strict requirements, including those related to human rights. But this change will ensure that Vietnam has access to the equipment it needs to defend itself and removes a lingering vestige of the Cold War.
Cindy Sain is the VOA White House correspondent traveling with the president.
Well, President Obama said that the decision was not based on China, and many experts and also perhaps China thought that that was the case because Vietnam has said it is very concerned about Chinese maritime aggression. But the president said that it was more the conclusion of a long process that started with the normalization of relations some 20 years ago.
Observers say lifting the arms embargo will be a psychological boost for Vietnam's leaders as they look to counter an increasingly aggressive China, especially in the disputed South China Sea. President Obama says the death of Taliban chief Mullah Akhtar Mansour removed the leader of an organization that has continued to plot against and unleash attacks on American and coalition forces. Afghan intelligence agency confirmed Mansour was killed in a U.S. airstrike in Pakistan near the Afghan border. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. United Nations officials are increasingly worried about thousands of families who may be trapped in Fallujah as Iraqi forces start an offensive to retake the city from Islamic State militants. The UN mission for Iraq has been warning of deteriorating humanitarian conditions in the city, with residents unable to get even basic supplies. Aid has not reached the city since December, when supply routes were cut off by Iraqi forces and armed groups. Some 80 families have fled over the past few days. South Africa's chief prosecutor says he will appeal a court order to review and possibly reinstate nearly 800 corruption charges against President Jacob Zuma. The legal decision isn't without political fallout. VOA's Anita Powell explains from Johannesburg.
South Africa's top prosecutor says he'll challenge the order from the High Court to reopen a 2007 case against President Jacob Zuma for 783 charges of fraud, corruption, and racketeering. That decision amounts to support for the embattled president. National Prosecuting Authority head Sean Abrams said the court does not have the authority to tell prosecutors which cases to pursue. Abrams announced the decision Monday.
In the present matter concerning President Zuma, whatever decision I make will no doubt elicit criticism from some or other quarters.
The court case is intimately linked to Zuma's rise to power. The charges date back to a 1999 arms deal. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
The opposition criticized Abrams' decision on Monday to appeal as a delaying tactic to shield Zuma. Leaders from around the world gathered in Istanbul, Turkey, for a humanitarian summit with hopes of instituting solid protocols for dealing with future refugee crises. The UN-backed summit, which began today and will run through Wednesday, is billed to serve as a wake-up call for action in dealing with recurrent disasters. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon spoke to those gathered.
I proposed this summit 4 years ago out of concern for rising humanitarian needs and declining political will. Today, the urgency has grown. A record number of people, 130 million, need aid to survive. More people have been forced from their homes than at any time since the end of the Second World War.
Mr. Ban consulted with more than 23,000 people from 150 countries to produce the Agenda for Humanity. That's the document that's now guiding the event's agenda. And U.S. presidential candidate Bernie Sanders has intensified his fight with Democratic Party leaders by supporting a challenger to the head of the Democratic National Committee and accusing their party establishment of trying to anoint Hillary Clinton as the nominee. Joe Palca.
That's the latest world news from VOA.